I hear that Senior Airman Fitzwell has another story for us. Yes. So before we get into anything, I think we need to give this man the floor.
All right.
All right. This was about the same time I pulled the first Dick Fitzwell alter ego out.
Uh-huh.
All right.
You pulled out Dick Fitzwell.
I pulled out Dick Fitzwell.
Phrasing.
Phrasing, yes. Anyways, it was we do a pickup in Bagram at the lumber yard. One of those FOBs that's just constantly under siege.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it was an engine run unload, no big deal. And we're getting a bunch of these Joes on so they can get in the rear, chill out, do what they need to do.
Mm-hmm. Pull out and get in the rear. All right. I'm just going to go over here and lay down.
God. That did not come out well.
Yeah. Yes. Anyways. Well, it just happened to be one of those crazy nights, and we're flying back. And naturally, if coming out of the FOB, you know, guys are anxious and whatnot, and they're not using any of the facilities on the aircraft, so they're just breaking all sorts of wind and just holding it until the plane lands, because it was a very small transitional flight from the lumberyard back to Bagram.
You said break wind.
There you go. Anyways, well, me and my boss, Dickie.
Okay.
Right. He's looking at me, and he gets on. He gets on the intercom for the aircraft. He goes, Marty, sh** your pants. No. What the hell? Whatever, Dickie. We land. It still smells.
Oh no!
It's that persistent. We offload everybody, we get the vehicles off, and it still smells. And Dickie's checking the honey buckets and everything, and he's like, you sure you didn't shit your pants, Marty? I'm like, no. All right. So I'm cleaning up the aircraft. I'm still smelling it. And as I get to the left side of the aircraft, and I'm folding up seats, and I'm smelling it real bad. I'm like looking down, and I get my flashlight. And how we have those floor rollers, you know how the rollers on the C-130? We had to stack them up on the rails.
Uh-huh.
This dude took a shit in between the seats into the dual rails that were stacked.
Oh my God.
It was an MRE shit, so you know it was one of those orange clusters that it has a name.
Yeah.
And I call Dickie over and I said, found your problem, Dickie. What? And he's like, you know who was sitting there? Yeah. What do you look like? I don't know. He's a stupid looking kid. Big old dip in his mouth.
It's all of them.
It's all of them. So anyways, and he goes, Dickie's like, go find him and bring him to me.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, the aerial port people are already on board the aircraft. They're like, oh, dude, what's that smell? And I said, hold up the buses. Nobody's leaving. Oh, okay. So radio back, hold up the buses. So you got this platoon of angry army guys, anxious to sleep and shower and do whatever. So I go to the platoon sergeant and I say, hey, one of your guys took a dump on board my aircraft. Yeah, so clean it up.
No.
Okay. All right.
Wrong answer.
Yeah. I'm like, all right. I got you, Sergeant. He goes, what's the problem? No, it's no problem. So what I do is I haul ass back to the squadron.
Uh-huh.
And there's the colonel, great colonel out of Alaska.
Ooh.
So I'm there and I'm going, sir. He goes, calm down, Marty. You know, we don't do this in the Air Force. okay. You're making a habit of doing PT in your flight suit, Marty. There's an issue here. All right. So what happened? And I told him the story. This kid took a shit on the aircraft. He goes, well, if it's in the honey bucket. No, it's not in the honey bucket, sir. And he goes, I got to see this.
Oh, no.
He grabs his hat, and we both walk out there. And so we go to the platoon sergeant and the platoon leader, and he says, well, my loadmaster says that one of your boys did not use the proper facilities on board my aircraft. Yeah. And that's when the platoon leader, this young lieutenant, goes, was that an issue, sir? I mean, what's the problem? Let me walk you through the process. Okay, so this lieutenant's like, oh. And so the lieutenant's like, do you know who it is? And I'm like, yeah, it's that kid right there.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, okay, he's all yours. So I said, come here, you. He's like, what? Bragged him on board the aircraft, and I said, you were sitting right here because you had that dumbass look on your face like you do now. That's your shit. you get to clean it up. And the honey bucket is less than 20 feet away, but you just had to take a shit in between my freaking seats, in between the dual rails.
That's some rude shit.
Was terrible. It smelled, it still smelled, and Dickie was just like, oh my gosh, Marty, I can smell it from out here. It's an MRE shit, Dickie. We don't eat MREs in the Air Force. So, and so the kid's like, well, give me some bleach and stuff. I'll clean it up. You can't use bleach on aluminum, dum-dum. It actually, that white pottery substance is actually aluminum being dissolved by the bleach.
Oh, nice.
So you can't use bleach. And the aeroport guys are like, hot water, some towels, gloves, and a red bag. Here you go, kid.
His toothbrush.
Nice.
So he's cleaning it up. And for about an hour, I'm making this kid go back to clean it up because it wasn't to standard. Even though aeroport, we still had to power wash it out because it was a biological.
Oh, yeah.
And so naturally, him being an E3, you know, just had attitude. And then eventually when he got done 3 hours later, he goes, starts grabbing his weapon, starts grabbing his gear. And I said, oh, you ain't done. Oh, here we go. You ain't done.
Nice.
And he goes, what now? I says, you're mine for the rest of the night. So you need to elevate your feet off the freaking ramp of that aircraft in the airdrop position. You need to start fucking pushing.
Oh, yeah.
I smoked the shit out of this kid. I mean, and after that, I grabbed the stool out of the aircraft, put it down, and I'm sitting. And I says, every time you run around the nose of the aircraft, you raise your rifle up and you yell Charmin. And I made him run around the full perimeter of the aircraft. I literally had the SPs pull up and go, is there a problem? No, I got this.
No.
Don't worry about it. What do you do? You shit my aircraft and clean it up.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Handle your business, Sergeant.
And they just kept driving off like it was no big deal. And then Dickie shows up with us. You know, he's like, Marty, you're going to kill him. No, I'm not. You'll be okay.
It'll be fine.
He'll be fine. Drink water. You'll be all right.
Yeah, he's indestructible.
Yeah, he's indestructible. He's an E3. He's, 18, 19 years of age?
Yeah, you can beat the shit out of those guys forever.
Literally. Okay.
Motrin and water, man. Walk it off.
Yeah, exactly. Motrin and water. Have a nice day. So this kid is literally smoked. His uniform is just drenched. Okay. And I said, okay, what did we learn from this?
Don't shit my aircraft.
You're using my tricks.
Yes. What did we learn from this? And all he said is, am I done? No, you're not now.
Oh, no.
You're not done.
You f***ed up.
I mean, we're talking dying cockroaches. We're talking flutter kicks. We're talking the deal. And when he was on his back doing flutter kicks, it wasn't the hands under the ass. It was the weapon in the air flutter kicks.
Full effect.
Yes. And I says, okay, and now we're going to do the V crunch. Legs and arms. You come up to a V and come back down. So we'll call that we'll call that the rusty clam.
Not to be confused with Pop's ex-wife. Hey-o.
Hey, you're gonna be sued, man.
So I had him for about 5 hours.
Yeah.
I smoked the shit out of him. His platoon sergeant actually had to come pick him up.
Oh, good.
Are you done with him? Oh, you want to join this too, Sergeant? You want to lead by example here?
Well, okay. First of all, if one of my Joes would have done some vile ass shit like that, I'd have smoked the hell out of him.
Well, yeah. I mean,
that's
fucked
up.
This wasn't the first incident a regular Joe took a shit on board an aircraft without using the honey bucket. Mm-hmm. He literally took a shit in between the seats. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's just nasty because you got other people.
It's nasty.
Well, the next day we were flying patients anyways, so you know they had to clean it.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought I saw it all at that moment. I really did.
Just when you think you've seen it all.
It was like, rigor,
somebody
please.
Somebody will come along and surprise you.
Yeah, rigor, please. You know, come on.
Watch Gruntspeak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.